Community Radio.
It's about real people.
Not sound bites.
Not more talking heads.
Not on this show.
Interchange is a community access media forum fostering unfiltered open dialogue on the people, issues, and events impacting life in South Central Indiana and beyond.
Conversations that challenge the ways we perceive the world around us.
Real people.
Real issues.
This is your forum.
This is Interchange.
Welcome, you are listening to Interchange on WFHB. I'm your host this evening, Allison Bektesh, and I'm very excited to have several guests here in the studio all ready to talk about the Taste of Bloomington. Coming up next weekend, June 22nd, in downtown Bloomington, one of the big events of the summer that I know all the area residents look forward to. We're going to pull back the curtain and look a little bit behind the scenes on that event throughout the hour tonight. Let me tell you who's here in the studio with me. Across the table from me, Steve Swihart, who is the executive director of BIRA, the Bloomington Independent Restaurants Association, here representing maybe the food side of our discussion this evening, along with Jackie White, who runs Gypsy Moon, one of the food exhibitors at Taste of Bloomington. And then Craig Brenner is also here in the studio with us this evening. His band, the Ragin' Texans, will provide some entertainment that weekend, and he'll be able to speak about some of the musical opportunities during that event. So first of all, thank you all three for coming down and spending your evening talking about Taste of Bloomington with me.
Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Well, I want to start by getting down into what the Taste of Bloomington is. I think most of our listeners go every year and enjoy it with their family, but maybe we can find out a little bit more of the history and all it takes to put on an event like that. Throughout the hour, we'll get into the local food scene and some of the trends that are coming up, like the food trucks that we're seeing around town more and more, as well as the other opportunities that come along with the Taste of Bloomington, the arts scene, and the musical performances that will be there throughout the day when that event happens. So that's where we're going to head. And Steve, I want to speak with you a little bit about the history of the Taste of Bloomington, and if you could just explain, and maybe Craig jump in here too, who puts this event on? Is it a city event? How many people have to come together to pull off a day like this?
We have 18 committee members that just do a fantastic job. I wish the rest of the world ran like this. We only have 4 meetings together, and we put on a party for 15,000 people. Everybody knows what to do. A lot of these people have been doing it for 31 years, and this is the 31st year. Just a phenomenal job. It's put together by Downtown Bloomington, Inc. and BIRA. And Downtown Bloomington, Inc., the credit really goes to Talisha Kopic. She does a marvelous job putting this together. She is so organized, she has a detailed timeline for the last 2 days that runs about every 15 minutes. She knows what happens when. And also the other co-director is Ron Stanhouse from the Crazy Horse. And again, I can't think of two more competent people to put this together in such few meetings with the greatest amount of organization. And this is the 31st annual. And as far as history, well, let's see, 31 years, that'd be 1982. And it was the first one, Taste of Bloomington, was put together by couple of famous Bloomington restaurateurs, Steve Hughes, who started the Noble Romans franchise, pizza franchise, and a fellow by the name of Beaumont Hung. And some of the older people here, like myself, would remember Lung Chung's restaurant, which is roughly where the Kelly Law Office on 4th. Well, it's just right down the corner from here, College and it's Walnut and 4th, sorry. College in Forth. I got it right the first time. They ran that for about 10 years, and they had half a dozen restaurants, and they had a few hundred people that come to the taste. And after about 10 years, they got very busy and involved with other things, so they turned it over to another famous Bloomingtonian and his wife, to Jeff Meese and Lenny, who ran it for about 10 years. By that time, it had become more of an independent restaurant association, more than an